With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Monday, the 18th of May. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart with your morning briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. Well, it looks like we're starting another week with fallout stories from the Alan Jones resignation. Nine's announced that Neil Breen will be hosting a local breakfast show for 4BC from June. Not surprisingly, he's another Nine stalwart. Breen has been Nine's most senior sports reporter and presenter for a number of years, but he's also been editor of the Sunday Telegraph and the sports editor of the Courier Mail and the Australian, so he's got the track record. I think it's a great move by Nine Radio CEO Tom Malone. It gives Brisbane back a voice for local issues rather than being just a high-powered repeater for a Sydney station, as it has been for several years. My comments last week that I was convinced that there was definitely a story behind the story of Jones' resignation appears to be borne out by an article in Nine's own paper, the Sydney Morning Herald. You can link to that article on the Radio Info website. It's called How Ben Fordham Secured Alan Jones' Radio Spot. Radio Info publisher Steve Ahern has penned a telling analysis of the long road back for media jobs. While Australia's official unemployment rate for April was 6.2%, job ads for advertising, the arts and media were down 56% in April and 60.5% already in May. It's not a pretty sight, and I'd suggest that being in the industry, you might like to read Steve's article. The latest Newcastle surveys out with Super Radio's New FM being the biggest winner, with a gain of 1.7 to 10.6 overall. Triple M, however, is still the runaway leader in the market with a 17.7 share. Mike Hosking from Newstalk ZB has been awarded Best Talk Presenter in Breakfast in the New Zealand Radio Awards. Two awards for outstanding contribution to radio went to Dean Buchanan and Glenn Smith. Nova's National Director of Commercial Strategy, Stephanie Lapidus, has been doing the rounds of more than 800 agency and direct buyers during self-isolation. No prizes for guessing that these were virtual visits, and the message to advertisers, don't be scared to advertise now. For all the details on these stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.